Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I want to talk about how God is guiding your footsteps on purpose. Guiding your footsteps on purpose. The text I'm coming from today is Isaiah 14:27, and it reads, "For the Lord of hosts hath purpose, and who shall disentangle it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?" Amen. So for the past couple of weeks, the Holy Spirit has been reminding me that even though life happens, through life's tests and trials, be it good or bad, I'm in a controlled environment designed by God. Yes, that's right. I'm in a controlled environment designed by God. Now, see, I did not make my own story up. You don't make your own story up. However, we have to have faith and courage to walk out the script that God designed. We're in a controlled environment. You have to walk out the path that God wrote and bless you with before the foundations of the world. Amen. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." Let's look at Ephesians 1:4. And it says, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Amen. Guiding your footsteps on purpose. Look, your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. Now, Psalms 37:23 says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Amen to that as well. Folks, every little step you take is guided by God on purpose. No one can disentangle the steps that God has ordained in your life. No matter what it looks like, keep stepping in God's controlled environment by faith, guiding your footsteps on purpose. I'm reminded of the Psalm of David, Psalm 23, and it reads in the ASV, "Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely," I said, "surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever." Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, God has designed it for your good, and he gets all the glory, guiding your footsteps on purpose. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed.
Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.